This might sound like a no-brainer, but something that captivates a student's attention will help them to then better engage in the lesson, activity, discussion, or what have you. Personal interest is something that is long-term, more innate, it's value-based. Situational interest is something that teachers often have incredible ability to control, and it's the ability to gain the attention and engage the students. At least that's the really basic way to describe it. We caught up with Nathaniel Hunsu at this year's Academic Showcase at Washington State University. Nathaniel since has earned his PhD and has secured a tenure-track faculty position at the University of Georgia, where he'll teach engineering education. But for this podcast, he'll talk about increasing or fostering more situational interest in an educational engineering classroom. Education Eclipse starts now.
Education, news, and research. These are the conversations happening inside education, athletic training, sports science, and sport management that are going to transform each. It's Education Eclipse from Washington State University.
Back here on Education Eclipse, and I'm joined by Nathaniel Hunsu, who, with the help of Shola Adesope and Bernie Van Wy, has come up with a rather interesting research project. It's called Engendering Situational Interest in an Innovative Engineering Classroom. So what really matters in that? Nathaniel, thanks for joining me, first of all, on the podcast.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Since it's engendering situational interest in an innovative engineering classroom, let's start with the basic. What do you mean by innovative engineering classroom?
Every time you try as an instructor to do something that's not part of the normal things you're doing, you're introducing innovation to enhance teaching as well as learning experience. So whatever you do that's out of the normal could be innovative. So that's what we mean by innovative engineering classroom.
Now, I'm not a psychology major, but my understanding of interest, because you're talking about engendering situational interest, but my understanding is that interest is initially in a triggered state when excited by a variety of learning factors. So what is situational interest then?
Okay, so interest comes in all forms. So you have personal interest, things you like to do just by yourself. But times come when some things catch your attention and you really want to pay attention to them. For example, you've been to visit the doctor and then you picked up a magazine and while reading, something caught your attention. So what's happening there is that wasn't your interest, but something in that magazine is calling up your interest. So that interest that you got within a situation, we call that situational interest. So if you bring that to the classroom, a couple of things happening in the classroom might actually trigger student interest, especially if they showed no interest before now. So you could actually do innovative things in the classroom that catches attention, that grabs attention, basically. So in that case, we talk about situational interest because it's due to the environment, not due to the person's personal interest.
Okay, yeah, sure. And of course, at some point, you have to maintain that interest. So the longer they've internalized and personalized that, then it becomes maintained. There just seems to be so many factors that go into student success. Obviously, ability, the effort that they put into it. Do you find that this interest, this situational interest, really works toward a higher level of effort?
Yeah, research shows that, one, if people are interested in something, they would want to do those things or engage or re-engage with those whatever activity they like to do. However, what if they're not interested? How do we get them to be motivated, to be interested? So thinking about what to do to catch students' attention, research has shown that situational interest alone could grab. What we're trying to do is to grab attention to make people want to think more about something or want to engage more with something. So situational interest, just like personal interest, grabs attention, keeps people motivated to doing something. But the difference is that personal interest is more entrenched. Situational interest is transient. So kind of like I could get your attention at a time, but I have to maintain that attention. So what our study was about is to think about what if you implement an innovation in the classroom, what factors might affect maintaining that interest? What factors might determine the success of being able to trigger interest in the first place? So we looked at a couple of variables in our study. We were interested in seeing what's the impact of the intervention itself, just by itself. Then about students' personal interest, how does that play in, as well as meaningfulness. What we mean by meaningfulness is how do students perceive how meaningful the learning situation is. So if they don't feel that it connects to real life situations, how does that affect their interest? So we're interested in seeing how personal interest, meaningfulness, as well as the intervention you're trying to deploy in the classroom, how that triggers situational, predicts situational, triggered situational interest, as well as maintain situational interest.
You're essentially saying that if the source of the interest triggered is stimulating enough, so if you as a teacher are able to trigger the situational interest, mm-hmm. It doesn't matter as much the personal interest predispositions. It doesn't matter quite as much as we might think it would.
Yeah, so what we're trying to say, what this study is showing us is that if you're able to capture attention, if you are able to capture people's interest, if the intervention is able to do that, that might just be enough. So we expect that whether people are interested in something or not, if they find something that catches their attention, they might show interest.
Because personal interest is more entrenched, does that mean that the personal interest would predict the maintained interest better though?
In the long run, because personal interest is more entrenched, there is some indication that personal interest might eventually be what determines if situational interest will be maintained over time. But what we really want to do is to try to get to maintain situational interest, because when you do, over time, students begin to internalize what caught their attention in the first place. So over time, situational interest might begin to emerge into personal interest, and that's what teachers really want to achieve in the classroom. So we found that an alternative might be to increase how meaningful the learning situation is to students. So when students begin to find some relevance between what they're learning in the classroom and what obtains maybe in the industry, for example, if thinking about in an engineering classroom, say, how is these equations I'm learning about, how does it relate to, say, a refinery in the production of petroleum or something like that? Students can readily connect. So that connection goes a long way in maintaining situational interest that was triggered by, say, some intervention that the instructor is trying to deploy in the classroom.
It also shows you that they really have a small window of being able to introduce something that will trigger that. I mean, teachers have to be on the top of their game and really,
absolutely,
really work to get that. And
absolutely.
Yeah, this is very interesting stuff. Well, Nathaniel, thank you very much for explaining this to me. I hope whatever the results end up being at the very end here, I hope it can help inform best practice or evidence-based practice. And I thank you so much for explaining this to me.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Thank you.
You've been listening to Education Eclipse, a College of Education podcast from Washington State University.